Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. And now, Star Fuentes.
Welcome. After the half hour, we'll be taking questions. The number is 646-716-9663. Today, I'm very pleased to have Clifford Stanton as my guest. Are you there?
Hi, Star. How are you today?
I am very feisty. How are you?
I'm excited to speak with you.
Oh, great. So I guess we'll start with a very basic. How did you get spiritually awakened? How did you get from humanoid to where you are now, from a baby child to spiritually where you are now?
Well, I grew up in a loving family environment and became the typical self-centered youth and became a musician at a very young age. I studied classical piano and went on to have that be too cool for a teenager, so I branched off into other instruments and into rock and roll. And through later life, after settling down a little bit and having a family and a large group of children, I found myself really being surrounded in gratitude with my life, especially through my children's love and my wife and my family and friends. And I started to consciously project that gratitude no matter where I was. And it was a slow process with all the physical influx in our environments that we have every day, especially driving and daily frustrations and financial frustrations. But I kept at it and kept trying to push myself to be just filled full of gratitude every day, and then to start projecting that gratitude into strangers, into situations I was in. A person along the side of the road with a car broken down, and I found that that really helped to change my attitude towards music as well. And, you know, everything started to gravitate towards the center of that focus of the projection and in the acceptance of gratitude. And that really helped me to, I guess, you know, how they say energy flows where attention goes, and it started to come full fruition with the music that I was experiencing, different types of tones and sounds. And I started to get into brain entrainment, which is the alignment of the hemispheres of the brain through music and frequency delay, and got more into the audio aspect of it and the engineering aspect of music, and started a studio in my home. And started slowly and transformed myself from an old analog guy into the digital realm. So I would stay up at night and study after the kids went to bed and learn about digital technology. And with that came the control over the music and the audio aspect of my music, so I could experiment and expand and expound upon my own ideologies, as well as learn more and more about the digital realm and frequency and knowledge and how the correlations of spirit and mind and body and environment and quantum mechanics to the wind blowing all is tied together. So now I'm working on my third CD, which is, I call myself now a holistic composer. And, it'll be working with, it's called Tellurian, and it's working with the aspects of the earth. So more an album where each track on the album will be dealing with aspects of our planet and the way our planet is connected to us and to our spiritual being as well.
And what is your website where we can purchase those audios?
My website now is mindspiritmusic.com. Very easy to find, and you might have to queue in the URL www.mindspiritmusic.com. And my music's available on iTunes. It's available on CD Baby. If you search iTunes for Cliff Stanton or 432 Hertz, which is my new album, those should both come up as well.
Well, you know, the 528 Hertz is really popular and most people know about it. Tell us a little bit more about 432.
Well, 432 is our standard tuning in music is based off of an A as 440 Hertz. It was brought about, I believe, in the 1950s as kind of a uniform tuning for musicians worldwide, mostly through composers and orchestral tunings. And the music is a lot like fractals in our environment. You look at a tree, and the tree grows, and it breaks off into two trunks, and then into three, and then five, and seven.
Eight, 13, yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you're leading right into that sequence of our famous mathematician, Mr. Fibonacci. So the natural aspect of our environment is through fractals, and those fractals can be applied towards music as well. Music is based on intervals and frequency correlations, harmonics, and the 432 hertz is actually tuning down just a little bit, 8 hertz from the 440 standard tuning. Now, a quick reference for your guests. Hertz are also called cycles per second. That's what we call a frequency measurement. And a sound wave is actually just like the wave in water. When you throw a rock into a pond, the water ripples, and you see those waves, the top of the wave and then the bottom of the wave. So that's in air or different mediums. It's called compression and rarefaction. So the wave compresses, and then it rarefacts, which is a diminution in density of the air itself. And when that air reaches our ear, it is pushing on the inner membrane of our ear, and then that is transmitted through fluid, through the cochlea, into electrical impulses into our brain, and that's how we interpret sound. So frequencies are measured in hertz and or cycles per second. It's the same thing. Human beings, we can hear 20 hertz, if you have real good hearing, up to 20,000 hertz. So it's a very limited hearing range, just like waveforms.
Is it like 1%, right, of all sound?
Yes, very, very small percentage. As you know, just like in light, we only see a very small visible spectrum of light. There's the infrared on one end, the ultraviolet on the other, and it goes down into X-ray and above into radio frequencies and goes on and on. So we are very primitive beings on this planet, living kind of like a horse with blinders on. We're seeing very little. So there's so much more out there than what we're perceiving. So I have really tried to focus in the last couple of years on experimenting with different types of frequencies and eliminating different frequencies as well, which is something that I do that a lot of other artists do in my genre of music, is actually trying to create filters to eliminate certain frequencies and allow others to come through with what they call a parametric equalization, where I can actually pull frequencies out or dial in and extend the frequency higher. So
if you don't think like a fractal, if your body frequencies don't go out at a fractal, you were diseased, mentally ill, or you were really stuck. And I've noticed between the heart and the breathing of the lungs and the synapses firing in the brain, if you
sure.
don't go fractal, where it builds on itself, it goes smaller and smaller and reaches out to people, the earth, the universe, if it comes back in on you, you're sick. So I've been working with healing for 50 years now. And, you know, I might say that, oh, my God, 50 years, how that happened. But being 76 next month, it gets there. So I believe that listening to certain musicians helps heal you to certain types of music. And when I start talking to psychologists and I start talking to doctors, medical doctors and engineers, like, if you're not fractaling, you're not healthy. And they look at me and kind of scratch their head and go, okay, Star, and walk away. But when it is really important to learn that from music, from nature, from whatever else is going on, that this is how we be. And if you're not being in this vibration, please learn to be there, because this is healthy, whole connection being. We can do whatever we want, and we can do it again and again, and basically we end up with that doo-doo all over our life. So just working with your own energies and with your music, how can we go to promote in ourselves our personal vibration being fractal-like?
Well, and you've spoken the exact laser focus of this type of music, which is the fractals, the ubiquitous Fibonacci sequence within everything, within our own bodies, through our capillary, as our blood flows, and it's just like the branches of a tree. So I read a lot on the internet. I do a lot of research all the time for my music. And, I have to be honest that I think the most important aspect of listening to music to open up yourself towards healing, towards better spirituality, towards compassion and contentment, is to listen to what makes you feel good, to find the sounds that uplift you, and use that as a basis to go from there into your own fractal exploration of music, to find from that basis, like the trunk of a tree, to explore and expand to find specific frequencies, specific instruments, specific genres of music, different instruments around the world, the history of music, to explore and find what really works for you, rather than trying to read the typical copy-paste all over the internet that this frequency or that frequency will do it. I personally believe that it's that feeling inside of you that will help open that door to bring you to this knowledge of the fractals and the correlation within frequencies of music.
Well, many, many years ago, well, maybe not that many, maybe 10, 15 years ago, for a period of 6 or 7 years, I was a spiritual consultant to a famous record company called Tommy Boy Records, which was a hip-hop company. I walk in there and they go, "Hey, white fat baby, what you going to tell us?" And I say, "Well, this is happening in your life. This is happening. You're doing this." And they go, "Wow, white fat lady has something to tell us." And I didn't get hip hop till I turned the speaker down to zero, put a balloon against the speaker, and put the balloon against my cheek. And I got that there were some people who hip hop was at the perfect vibration for them. And then I got it. But I didn't get it till then. So,
the frequency of hip-hop music is below a standard tuning of what we're used to listening to on the radio. So this it's encouraging to a lot of people because of that lower frequency. It's something new. But that type of experience can be ubiquitous with all forms of music if you get out there and explore and learn, even with some basic apps on your phone or on your computer, of how to dissect certain frequencies out of the music that might be masking what's hidden from you and what your spirit actually needs. So there's a lot to say for different tones that you're not aware of, or you are aware of, but they're just masked by their frequencies.
Oh, and I've been in Africa with drumming, and I've been in Native American with drumming, and there's something so basic, something so primitive drumming that it really feels to me like it goes into the glandular system and start the adrenals and the pineal. And for me, that happens. I've talked to several other people, and they go, "I don't know what you're talking about." But for me, that seems to happen that way. And we can buy your music at www.mindspiritmusic.com. And I'm with Cliff Stanton. So,
and on iTunes as well.
iTunes as well and several other places. Cliff, have you got stories from people that certain things happen to them when they listen to your music? Do you get feedback like that?
Well, you know, it's funny that as I work with a track, I will go over and over the tracks and try and search for something that I haven't done before. And one instance with the latest track of Quanta, which is one of the tracks. My CDs tend to have only two, maybe four tracks on them, but each one tends to be 12, 15, 20 minutes long. So they're meant to be aesthetic listening music at the start, but then there's usually a nice deep section for deep meditation, and then usually an outro of music that helps bring you out of the deep meditation as well. And an unintended result that I've heard from several people with 432 album is pulses of electricity. They're almost like an electric shock, like a static shock, that are emanating from the chin back through the jaw. And it was not intentional, and I'm researching that as we speak to dissect those specific frequencies and the overtones that are created by those. Sometimes with different music notes, the mathematical overtones of the layering of the notes can create secondary and tertiary responses in the music, and how those are affected within the body is just a constant exploration.
Well, you know, and a long time ago, about 10, 12 years ago, I did an album with Stephen Halpern, and I went into the studio, and I held onto his shoulders, and I ran energy through him, and we blew up the studio, you know, and he tore his shirts ended up having holes underneath their sleeve. He changed shirts three or four times. And I had many reports. People said, I listened to your Divine Intervention CD and a wart fell off my hand. And we got that kind of feedback that music is so powerful that some people can hear a piece and someone died 20 years ago and they'll finally cry. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And people,
you know,
will
I wish
feel.
People could use, you know, when we come out of a stressful day and a lot of people go right to that radio or to their favorite CD or come home and put the music on, just explore even further that aesthetic feeling that they're gaining from that music and understand that we are vibrating beings. Our universe is a vibrating universe. All life, all matter resonates at specific frequencies. And that interconnectedness is just there for our taking. And through exploration of the tones that we like, we can really come in tune with those vibrations, not only within ourselves, but within other people as well, and strengthen relationships, better health. It just goes on, and let alone the quantum aspects of it, which are going to come to fruition with a lot of the research that's coming about, which you and I were speaking about earlier. So it's a fascinating time, and I tell everyone, just dive in and just explore and just let the knowledge flow in and realize the potential of that song that you liked back in high school, but realize what it could do now. Or specific level geared towards yourself.
Well, you know, and I have a little bit of a pet peeve, and I have, you know, many, many of my friends have children who have grandchildren who are 14, 15, 17, and they got their TV turned on, and they get their earbuds in, and then they got music playing, and then they're doing something on their iPad. And I look around, and the energy is just like cut up and bouncing all over the place. And
yeah.
I'm like, well, is that balancing their hormones? What is it doing that I can be so judgmental about it? But it must be doing something or else they wouldn't be participating in it.
Well, the young people nowadays are so inundated with so much multitasking that their lives are just a jumbled mess. It's like in a vortex just spinning around. So I think a lot of times younger people are disconnecting and using that chaos, that energy chaos, to mask the chaos in their lives. And I think that on one aspect, it's good that they're able to disconnect from the stress, but at the same time, if they could focus that energy, you know, at a young age, the potential is just unlimited. But I find, you know, it's amazing that I'm a performing musician as well, some of the music I do is more like classic rock and things like that, just for entertainment purposes. But I find young people that care about music on a specific level that it's just really astounding. They have opinions on not just global warming, but water resources, and it really is the crystal children generation that are coming up. They're so filled full of knowledge, but there is that chaos going on, and if somehow they can just take and focus that energy, especially through music as well, and find their inner selves and that connectivity toward their own spirituality.
You know, and I found, in 1900, what we get what we turn on an AOL, what the headlines we see in 1900, that's all the news that the farm people heard in a whole year.
Yeah.
And
it's amazing.
It's later, and I see these kids, they can absorb everything. Everything.
Yeah. I was talking with a friend of mine, and I was talking about my my youngest daughter. She was 8 at the time, and we were having a discussion about water pollution on the planet and how it's kind of been in the back of everybody's mind. And she interjected in the conversation with such sincerity and knowledge and pure caring at 8 years old. And here I told my wife, I said, well, you know, at 8 years old, I liked blue. So that different level of cognitive ability with children is just never underestimate the next generation, that's for sure.
And I've seen them at 6, 8 years old get a tablet and get a music writing thing and write their music. You know, have an app that writes, you know, records and writes your music. And
yeah,
I've just been, wow.
Yeah, the technology nowadays is truly fascinating. And it's enabling to people that might not have the technical skill to do the intricate analysis of audio recording engineers like I do. You know, all the hours spent, a lot
how
of times there's already an
output. How many hours on that software, huh?
Yeah, it takes a lot. Yeah, the software itself, the technical issues, and then being able to separate yourself from the technical aspect of it to be in the creative spirit of mind at the time. So it's a difficult dichotomy there to go back and forth between the engineering and artistic side.
That must be very intense for you to do that. Okay, now I'm going to ask you something that nobody's ever asked you.
Oh, sure.
What do you think alien music sounds like?
Well, you know, this is something that not many people know, but I have had the same dream throughout my life, probably 10, 15 times. And the dream is completely foreign to me. So when I was younger, it was a nightmare. When I became older, I realized it was a dream based on pressure. And what I've come you know, kind of reliving this dream over and over in my mind, that it's my interpretation of what an alien species, how they communicate. They communicate through pressure. We communicate through pressure, through sound waves, just through our ears. But imagine a being that could emulate sound pressure from their entire body all at one time, possibly in exponential levels of communication. And so when you think on that level, an advanced level beyond what we can even comprehend, imagine the aesthetic properties that must come along with that ability as well. And if you can exponentiate the amazing aspects of humanity to create art and literature and music and science and mathematics, if you can imagine that exponentiation as well, it's not only humbling, but it's fascinating, and really makes me look forward to it.
Yeah, it does. You know, there's something that I teach in two things I teach in my different classes. Angels see sound and hear color. And this has been taught to me decades ago by two or three of different masters. Angels see sound and hear color. So what does color sound like? Let's see. I can imagine blue sounding like a wolf howling at the moon. Now, what does see taste like?
Fascinating.
So what I've done in my classes is I open up a file folder for each color, and what does the color smell like? What does the color taste like? What does the color feel like? What does the color, whatever. And I've also done that with musical notes. So see, tastes like potatoes, people tell me. It's stable. It's a nice carb. It's always there. And what color is C? And they take a long time, and they come back to me and tell me something different because musical notes have a tendency to be colored by who the person is. For some people, the C is not the red, high-strung note. It can be a brown or whatever. So sure. I get people creating files in their brain for attributes to senses that nobody's ever asked them to make. And I find this expands their awareness and their personal consciousness. So that was a real good thing. Angels see sound and hear colors. And the musical notes is very interesting for people who are not musically, and people who aren't audio have a harder time getting colors for the musical note than auditory people do. You would think visionaries would have colors for the notes, but that's not the way it works. So the little kids and I, we'd write a song, potato, meat, vegetable, fruit, something, you know what I mean? And we learned the notes like that. Or wolf, bear, fish, and I found that these kids could even go beyond anything that I ever thought they could once they expand these file folders in their brain to have colors and sounds, have aspects that they've never thought about. So that, for me, was a very interesting learning experience to watch the people around me create that file and what different things would come out of their mouths later. And they would say, I give them turkey dogs and this and that and this and that, and they go, oh, this is a Mary Had a Little Lamb meal. and we want a Twinkle Twinkle Little Star meal, and that means it's got to have ice cream at the end. And there's so many ways that the aliens can think, can feel, that we have no consciousness of. It's going to be such a treat.
Yes, especially within our limited parameters of our light and sound. And just imagine if a species can see across the entire spectrum or hear across the entire spectrum.
Or that all their music is dog whistle vibrations and we can't even hear it. that high-pitched.
Or the music is 1 second long and it's the equivalent of all our music together at once.
from Earth, from the beginning of mankind.
Yes, exactly.
So, Cliff Stanton, tell me your website and the name of your two CDs before we go to three CDs.
Sure.
But a commercial.
My website is mindspiritmusic.com, and I encourage people to sign up on the email list there. I have a monthly blog that will come out, and we explore specific areas of music and sound and spiritual applications of those realms. And on mindspiritmusic.com, the website itself, I have for sale the 432 Hertz CD, which is my latest work, came out 2 months ago. And on there also is Namaste, which is my last CD. And Namaste uses world music and different frequency layering and helps in brain entrainment, which is brain hemisphere alignment. And the 432 Hertz CD, my latest release, is more for deep meditation. I have specific 432 Hertz tones on there. All the instruments are tuned to 432 Hertz, and the recording techniques are using Fibonacci sequences and what I call golden segments, which are not necessarily golden ratios. They're actually lengths and spaces in the sound and the intervals between the music as well.
Wow, so the silence is as important. Let's go to commercial break now.
You're listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. Once again, Star Fuentes.
I'm here with Cliff Stanton, and we're ready to take some phone calls. If you have any questions, call us at 646-716-9663. So what was the greatest surprise to you when you started your spiritual and musical path? What surprised you?
What surprised me was how human beings were so different physically, and yet on a smaller scale we are so similar. We all want to feel compassion, we all want to feel love, and we all have such a strong tie towards spirituality, even those that don't believe they do. And that's probably the biggest epiphany I've come across in my life is the correlations within spirituality and the natural environment that we live in.
And you said you had several kids. I'm not sure how many.
Four, actually.
And having four kids, how did they respond and grow up with you being so spiritual and being such a musician? How did this facilitate their growth?
Well, I think our environment, you know, we try, of course, as parents, it's difficult to not be, well, to be laxed on one hand and open them up to their own spirituality without, relaying specific dogma to them, but at the same time helping to guide their path and allowing them to keep their minds open. So we've tried to have them experience as much diversity as possible. Musically, each person is different. So not only the musical styles, the musical tastes, the musical aptitudes. You would think within a family we would all be the Von Trapp family, but we're not actually. So we have different musical instruments in our family, and we have writing skills as well. So,
sounds pretty talented. Hold on just one second.
Sure.
Why don't you tell a little bit more to my audience while I clear my throat?
Sure. Well, the having a recording studio with the children, they've been able to understand how certain frequencies work. But at the same time, if it's not fascinating for a child, it becomes boring and they're rolling of the eyes. But I think because of this non-judgmental attitude of our family, they've been able to open their minds into a different plane of acceptance and tolerance in their lives. And when they come across diversity or prejudice or hatred, they realize that it's just so superficial and isn't really of any meaning in their life.
Well, that's good. And how much traveling have you done, and how much have you experienced the world through your music and through being a musician?
Well, I've done a lot of traveling in my life. I've been to 7 countries and most of the states in the United States, mostly through personal traveling, some music traveling, but the music traveling is usually through a performance aspect and not the aesthetic, spiritual aspect of the music. But I tell my children this all the time, that the travel and experience, in my opinion, is truly one of God's gifts, that it opens our minds towards different people, towards different environments. And as my wife says, there's so many ways to live your life on this planet. And there's so many experiences, and to just try and get out there and digest as much as you possibly can.
Wow, that's a pretty good rule of thumb. And what do you have to say to all of our people out there who want to be musicians, maybe for 40, 50 years, and now maybe they're retired and they have time to work on it? What do you have to say to people to encourage them about music and their creativity?
I'd have to say the technology. The technology has come 180 degrees, where it used to be so difficult, where you literally had to be an educated engineer to deal with musical frequencies and recording techniques, where now, like you said, with GarageBand or different apps on your phone or your tablet, you can buy already recorded what they call samples of music and combine them together like in GarageBand and create you could have no musical aptitude whatsoever and create a beautiful sonata that people would just be astounded by. So it's really a lot of fun, and it's fascinating, and it really helps to open up your mind and your heart towards other areas of your life as well, and especially when you find a specific level of music and frequency levels that are more in tune with your own vibrations. I think that's a very strong part of the music aptitude.
Okay. I've recorded, dozens of meditation tapes, and I've recorded on multiple tracks. You know, You Are Love, You Are Love, You Are Healed. Healing is here now. You know, I've recorded 3 or 4 tracks that are subliminal suggestion. I've even put music underneath music and underneath my meditation. And there's so many, much information that can be gleaned out of listening to music, even if you don't hear it. Many times I tell my people, put my tape in before you go to sleep, turn the volume to 0, and you'll still get the CD. And they do. Because
absolutely.
Our consciousness is not in our brain. Our consciousness is in our energy.
Absolutely.
And so there are so many incredible things you can heal, you can learn. People learn languages with their set at 0, with somebody talking a language all night long. Their ears don't hear it even. And I think that our mind is so incredible that we can make music teach us anything we want to learn.
We are a vibrating species. We everything within us, our cells, our circulatory system, our electrochemical system, our endocrine system, everything resonates with vibrations. And I think as we progress and as we evolve as a species, we'll, you know, someday look back and realize that the primitive physical vessel that we've been concentrating our entire lives over is really just like working on your car a little bit. It's nice, but it really doesn't do anything for you.
I asked a class one, tell me something that doesn't vibrate. And they were like, a rock. I'm like, no. You know, everything vibrates. Sometimes it vibrates so fast that it seems solid.
Yeah, exploring different frequencies. I really enjoy kind of pushing the boundaries and the parameters of the technology that I use. A lot of times I'll slow a specific sound down to 1/2500th of a second, or I'll speed up an interlude to hear the compression of the samples themselves. Our brains are very primitive, especially, with sound. Sound is just like visual. When we go to see a movie, we're watching still frames, in a progression, usually 23 per second, and we're watching fluid motion from that. So it's tricking our brain into thinking it's fluid motion. Sound is the same way with digital technology. We're using actual clicks of sound, rapid succession to create tones and frequencies. So if we can understand that we are these primitive vessels, it can help us to understand and possibly drive our spirituality toward a better understanding of the potential.
And I have a class that I teach on healing, a two-week class, and we have a whole workbook just on hertz and what diseases this hertz helps heal, and what hertz frequency is good for this and that. We spend like half a day. People are like, hurts. I go, no, it doesn't hurt. It hurts, not hurts.
Been a lot of research done with, and there's even documentation for every type of ailment with a specific frequency. Research has been done for, 100 years on this topic. So there's a lot of information out there. I always caution people, though, explore on your own. Don't just look for another website that's just been copied and pasted on without, researching it yourself and looking behind the scenes, so to speak. But I truly believe that as we progress and as we evolve as a species, we'll find that our technology is helping us to achieve that goal. And especially through sound, like now they have lasers that can actually heal a burn. The laser seeks out the damaged tissue and vaporizes the tissue and allows new tissue to regenerate. We will be able to do this just like the Star Trek magic wand to heal a wound through sonic technology. That'll be coming to fruition in the next few years. So it's a fascinating time to live, that's for sure.
Well, I got a kind of an interesting thing. Something that I taught somebody in 1971, it took me a year to teach them. As something happened in 1995 where it took me the same material, took me a day to teach people, somewhere around 2000, maybe right after the World Trade Center, one or two there, I can teach people the same stuff in 2 hours. And I've just noticed that pretty soon we will become our technology, that we will no longer need a pad, that the internet will become the inner INNER net, and that we will be all connected, that the technology is teaching us to be connected around the world instantly. I'll do a webinar, and I'll have people from 7 countries on it.
Sure.
And they're all, we can talk to each other, and it's all real time, and we're only limited to be with somebody by having a piece of technology in that place of the world, and we can bring all parts of the world together. So I've seen that. I've seen there's a new cancer treatment that they do with the laser, and it won't touch the skin, and it won't touch the muscle, but it'll burn up the tumor. Yeah, that's amazing.
The technology is, especially with the interconnectedness of the internet and knowledge within us, truth is on the surface now, rather than being, hidden beneath the surface, and exploitation and corruption is all coming into the light, and we're able to realize now that those hidden areas that have been held people down and kept nations oppressed. And this knowledge will help us to ascend quickly with through truth and spirituality.
Well, you know, I consider this time of Earth as the darkness is coming out of the Earth to make and out of the people to make room for the new light coming. They say, oh, man, it's so bad. There's a war there. And I'm like, thank you, Spirit, for letting go of the darkness to make room for the light. And we're becoming transparent. Everything, you know, everything, your medical history, your grades in school, you know, everything about politics will become, well, not everything, but most things in the next 10 years or so. And it'll be like, you just have to be what you are. There's not going to be any, what is that, what do I want to say, more game-changing, flat notes, whatever that may be. So
Star.
I think, yeah.
Got a caller.
Great. Why don't we put him on?
Sherry, you're on.
Thank you.
Hi, well, Sherry. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. I'm really enjoying the show tonight. It's given me some insight into why a particular artist I discovered has been so good for me. I did have a question. I was looking at the Mind Spirit Music website. Is there a way to get a physical CD of these?
Yeah, recordings? Sure, Sherry. You can go to the contact section of the website,
mm-hmm.
and you can or just sign up on the email list, and you know, you can contact us directly, and we have physical copies that we mail out. We also do multiple copies for presentations and for to give as gifts, things like that. So through the contact page, you can contact us by phone or by email. And order them directly there.
What's the website? Tell us the website one more time.
Website is mindspiritmusic.com.
Well, thank
and
you. Thank you, Sherry.
Cliff Stanton on iTunes too.
I think you'll enjoy the music.
I think I will too. Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you, Sherry.
Good night.
Hey, Cliff, it's Mark. I had a question about your new CD that's out.
Sure.
What kind of feedback are you getting from people as far as how the CD music helps with meditation?
Well, this meditation, there's some music on the internet that's based on basic tones. So usually a sine wave is just a straight tone at a specific frequency, be it 432 hertz, you know, the ohm of 136.10 hertz, or the healing frequency 528, or the solfeggio frequencies that a lot of people are in tune with. This CD, I have generated a specific tone at the 432 hertz level, but then the introduction instruments are tuned as well to those frequencies. And so if you try and meditate towards with a specific sine wave tone, you'll find that the sterility kind of creates tension in the body. So I've helped amass that bass sine wave tone with synthesizers and different recording delay techniques to further relax you and help you get into a deeper meditative state. So I'm pretty happy with the way that the recording has used the natural frequencies and the Fibonacci sequence, and I really think that it will really help people to come to a different level of meditation.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mark.
Well, and what kind of other questions do people ask you about your music, Cliff?
Well, you know, I'm always amazed that a lot of people aren't familiar with meditation. You know, I find that the people deal with a lot of stress in their lives, and they think meditation is just for relaxation, but I don't think they're aware of the aspect of it being able to open up your spirituality and open up your whole being towards potential, towards gratitude towards amazement of everyday life, to appreciating nature, to appreciating this planet, towards social interactions and just the positive aspect of life. But I find with meditation, in my opinion, it's the key to unlocking of all of these compassions.
Well, you know, it's like we're always asking questions, and we don't have to even vocalize them. Like, oh, why am I here? What is this for? What do I need to do next? And we really need that silence to listen
Absolutely.
For the answers, you know, to listen
there
for
is,
the answers.
There is no silence in our lives anymore. We are just so inundated with sounds and noises. And that's one reason that people like white noise, like the white noise generators, sound
right.
running water, is because of that's all frequencies. So we don't have to try and discern specific frequencies. It's the same thing with silence. When we expose ourselves to deep meditation and limited sound or even complete silence, we allow our minds to expand. And with deep meditation, with specific tones, we can exponentiate that potential to expand our minds and the connectedness between our spirituality and the physical environment.
I think that it's really important. I guess the first thing you need to learn is to focus. And the next thing you learn is not to think anything, to let the music come, to let the meditation come. Is silence. So first thing we learn is focus, and we focus on things, and we can focus on things in meditation. And the second thing we learn is silence. And it's amazing what stupid thoughts will go through your head.
Absolutely. You have to let those thoughts go as quickly as they come in.
All right.
Let them go before they come in.
I used to imagine putting my hand up, and you know, from the 60s, putting my hands up and stopping the thoughts, and then somebody taught me in the 60s, just imagine like there are two geese flying overhead. Let them go, you know. So.
Yeah, I try and just say it's just like a slide. It comes in and let it slide out again, and also a different distraction. I tell people about standing in the middle of nowhere with a road and the perspective point at the end of the road and drawing yourself to that. So, well, as you know, so many different methods to disconnect you from all the distractions of life. But for me, it always helps to have a reclusive environment that I can listen to. My music is designed, it doesn't have to be listened to with headphones, but designed with headphones in mind because of circulating delays and frequency delays that create specific responses physically in you that helps to attain a deeper level of meditation. So
Cliff, who are some of your favorite musicians of now and music of now?
Well, I'm a guy of the 70s, so I like good old rock and roll stuff, and I love world music, and I just embrace most types of music. If you got in my vehicle and you hit the radio, you'd be surprised. I go through classical to jazz to heavy metal to bluegrass to everything and anything. But I've really found that world instruments, one of my softwares that I use, it's a map of the globe. And I can actually point with my cursor and pull up indigenous instruments from that region of the planet, actual samples and recordings, and use them in my own music. And it's a fascinating thing to explore the world and the difference of cultures and the way they embrace our primeval thirst for music and rhythm and cadence and space. It's just fascinating.
Well, I definitely, definitely love your music, Cliff. And people, if you want to get this outrageously beautiful, harmonic, I just lost all the words. I don't have the words to describe your music. Go to www.mindspiritmusic.com and you will find yourself changing. So, well, that's a good word. I'll just stay with that. You will find yourself changing. And I really just want to comment that when I first met you, I saw you your aura first from across the room. I saw your light, and then I finally saw you. And Cliff is a man of amazing, amazing light. And to me, that is always very attractive. And the more light you have, the more you're, I don't know what to say about that. I guess the more you're connected, the brighter you are, the higher frequencies or more expanded range of frequencies you have. So
yes,
it's really, really, really good to have listened to your music, Cliff. And are you going to be any place next year?
I will actually be at the Universal Life Expo in Columbus, Ohio here. I plan to have a booth there at the next show. And I hope to give a couple talks here in Columbus as well about holistic music and the potential for knowledge through frequency separation. And I really enjoy the field, and I really enjoy every day just finding new knowledge out there. So I explore a lot and learn more. And I think if all of us strive to live our lives through a higher vibration, just like your piece on joy, it's not an emotion, it's a state of being. And as all of us push aside the superficial stresses in our lives and anxieties, I think it's difficult to do because we are chemical response beings, stimulus and response. But if we realize that that's just a superficial chemical reaction, that we can learn to assimilate ourselves into a higher vibration, higher frequencies, and more things come through that.
You know what? I'd like to see a CD that is, there's nothing that comes out of it, but that it has 7 subliminal tracks. Would it be interesting to have a CD and play it, and there is nothing that you really hear? But there was
At the Universal Life Expo there that day, I met 2 people that had autistic children, and they were buying my CD for the meditative purposes that autistic children like. And I'm currently working with frequencies that are more chaos-based because of the intricacies of autism in children. And through that as well, possibilities of expansive recording techniques through non-physical aspects of our body, so more lower frequency and higher frequencies that are out of our realm that can still affect us as physical beings.
I definitely understand that. You know, when I was little, which was a long time ago, they tell me, here, put this puzzle together. And I put the puzzle together, and I put every piece in. Up about the 70s, they used to do that. Somewhere in the 80s, a child would put a puzzle together, the United States of America. There'd be 10 pieces left. He would feel, see, know where those pieces would go. He wouldn't finish the puzzle and get up to do something else. And then people started labeling that as not the way to be. And it's really interesting that the children who are so wise and who are so autistic, you think they can't pay attention. They've already done it in their head. They don't want to do it in real life. So, you know, it's important to watch that. Okay, we have about 1 more minute. Cliff, what would you like to say, and give us your website one more time?
Well, Star, it was definitely my privilege to speak with you. I am just in awe of your dedication towards your knowledge and the study aspect of your life. And I respect you so much for the dedication, hard work that you've done to achieve the level of spirituality that you're at. And you're definitely a guiding light for the rest of us to not only look up to, but to gather information from. And
thank you,
definitely
Claire.
Appreciate people like you. And my website again is mindspiritmusic.com. And you can search for my music, Cliff Stanton, on iTunes or 432 Hertz.
On behalf of Spiritual Connections Radio, thank you for listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Please join us again next week for another enlivening episode. For more information on Star's classes or services, visit her website at www.starfuentes.com or call the office at 501-609-0660. That's 501-609-0660.